what we're giving up when we choose technology that's just good enough. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from Robert Capps of Wired Magazine, who penned a recent article about what he calls the good enough revolution. Capps describes how technology is redefining our idea of quality. For example, we rush to MP3s despite their comparatively poor sound quality because MP3s offer so many new benefits. I told Capps that I often lament the lack of fidelity in today's digital music, but he wasn't too sympathetic.
You know, you're sort of lamenting the loss of really high-quality music, and especially, you know, people growing up with MP3s won't really get to experience and may not even really, just because of the nature of things, get the chance to understand, you know, really, like a really, really good recording on like deep vinyl on a really, really nice stereo and how that experience is decidedly different than listening to an MP3 on earbuds, right? The richness of this experience is a little bit lost, and that's sort of like, wow, that was a great experience, and we miss it. But I mean, I think about, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and I can remember when I was in high school, especially, I would ask my father for my birthday to take me on 3-hour car rides to Los Angeles. I grew up way out in the Mojave Desert, so I could go record shopping, so I could buy albums, because we just couldn't get music. We didn't have a music store there, you know, and it was just this constant source of frustration. And so that just doesn't happen today, right? Because you can buy all your music online. I can just, you know, first you could go on Amazon and buy it, but now you can just go onto iTunes and buy it. And so the kids growing up in that same town, in that same situation, you know, they just have access to a catalog of music beyond anything that I could have even been exposed to when I was growing up there. So maybe I lost the richness of, so maybe they're going to lose, they're not going to know this great experience of really, really high quality, high fidelity music. But they're going to have access to this huge, much richer range of you know, titles and music. So, I mean, you know, you're sort of trading one for the other there.
There are some people I know who would be concerned that where we're heading is just producing crappier and crappier products and services all the time, and that if this goes too far, it just can't be a positive trend, because ultimately consumers will reject a quality that is too low. So I wonder what you have to say about that.
I don't buy that at all. You know, what I think is that we are seeing a shift in sort of what we mean by quality, right? Like it's like the music example, right? Like having lots of music available is a different quality than having it be really, really high fidelity. And we've kind of proven, and the market has sort of proven that, wow, having lots and lots accessible is way more important, right? So you kind of see, you know, like in healthcare, if you can have more microclinics, that's more access to healthcare for more people, right? So there's reasons that accessibility becomes very important. And one of the things is we've lived in, you know, prior to, you know, the internet has made a lot of things accessible to a lot of people that weren't accessible before. And that is, you know, can really be seen as a very good thing. And so the accessibility pushes that we're doing in these other markets can also be seen as a good thing. There will be backlashes against lack of quality because things do have to be good enough. I mean, it's in the title, and there certainly are cases where things, you know, are not good enough.
Robert Capps is a Wired Magazine senior editor. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.